So the final thing before RT is that they have asked me to speak on the Damodar Leela. Many of you all month, last month, at least twice daily, you were singing the Damodar prayers. I don't know about you, but since I was hearing it twice, at least twice daily, throughout the day, it would come to me. I'd be doing something, and all of a sudden, one of the lines of the song would just pop into my brain. So it's very, very nice, this month of Kartik, which we just finished. If you're ready to hear, please raise your hands and repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So now I'm going to try and go into samadhi. So I'm going to close my eyes. So I have to do this so that I can picture the pastime. So let's go back 5,000 years ago, because this is not a story. This is not mythology. This event actually took place in your country, the land of Vrindavan, in the place known as Gokul. Gokul is one of the special places of Vrindavan, and that is where Krishna lived the first few years of his life. But after the first demons appeared, Nanda Maharaj's brother Upananda, he called a town hall meeting, and it was decided that since so many demons were coming, they would shift from Gokula to a different forest known as Vrindavan. And Upananda mentioned that there was Govardhan Hill, and there were nice grasses for the cows. So they packed up on their bullock carts, and they moved from Gokula. But this pastime took place before that, when Krishna was less than 5 years old. So the day of this pastime is Diwali. They were celebrating Diwali even back then, 5,000 years ago. So on this day, Mother Yashoda decided that she herself would churn the milk and get butter and yogurt for her son Krishna. The reason why was that previous to this, Krishna and his elder brother Balaram had been creating mischief in the neighborhood by stealing butter and yogurt from the neighbors. They were also pinching the young babies and making them cry. And if Krishna and Balaram did not like the butter and milk that they were stealing from the neighbors, then they would pass stool and urine in the person's home. And the neighbors would come and complain to Yashoda. But actually, they did not come to complain. The real reason is they wanted to see the beautiful face of Krishna. Because this is Vrindavan. Vrindavan is a very special place. Vrindavan is that unique place where everybody and everything loves Krishna. It's a special place. Everybody loves Krishna. So on the pretext of complaining, they would come to see Yashoda, and hopefully they would get to see Krishna. And when they would complain, Yashoda would say to them, "So why don't you keep your butter and yogurt hidden so that Krishna and Balaram can't find it?" And they would say, no, 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 no. Even if it is in the dark, these two boys have some kind of effulgence and they can see it in the dark. So it's no use. So Yashoda was thinking, why is my son acting like this? Why is he going to get butter and yogurt from the neighbors? Maybe he thinks that what he's getting at home is no good. So Yashoda said, today I am going to make butter and yogurt. And since Yashoda, she's the queen of this cowherd village, her husband Nanda is the king, she had special cows. And those special cows would feed on special grass. And that grass would flavor the milk. It was with that milk that Yashoda was churning on this Diwali day. And while she was churning, she was singing songs that she had composed about her son's previous pastimes. She was singing about her son. Suddenly Krishna woke up from his nap and he came to his mother and indicated that he wanted her to feed him. So she stopped churning the milk. She took Krishna on her lap and began to feed Krishna the milk from her breast. And as she was looking at the beautiful face of her son, she was marveling, how beautiful is my son. All of a sudden, in the kitchen, Yashoda could hear the milk was boiling over, causing a big disturbance. Anyone who's worked in the kitchen, you know what I mean. When the milk overflows, it's a big problem. You have to scrub very hard to clean up that burnt milk. So Yashoda stopped Krishna. He was not finished drinking, but she had to go take care of the over boiling milk. So she put Krishna down to take care of the problem in the kitchen. But Krishna was not finished. So he became angry. And so with false tears in his eyes, and he bit his lips, he took a stone and threw it at the pot that she was churning. The pot broke and all the contents spilled out. Krishna must have stepped in it, because after breaking the pot, he ran away to a different part of the house. When Yashoda came back, she saw the broken pot and she said, my son is very intelligent, because after creating this nonsense, he has hidden himself. So he's very intelligent. And why I said he must have stepped, because Yashoda could see his footprints, the buttered smeared footprints. So she followed the trail of the butter smeared footprints. And when she came upon Krishna turning the corner, Krishna had climbed up upon a big wooden grinding mortar, and he was taking the butter and yogurt that was hanging in the big container hanging from the ceiling, and he was giving the butter and yogurt to the monkeys. But at the same time, he was looking left, looking right, looking all around, because he knew any moment his mother is coming. Suddenly he sees Yashoda, and she has a stick in her hand, and she's angry. Krishna now becomes frightened. So he jumps down off the wooden grinding mortar and runs away, because he's afraid of her mother and the stick. Anybody here got the stick when they were young? Me too. When I was in Catholic school, I got the stick on my hand from Sister Mary Virgin in the eighth grade, and it hurt. So Krishna is afraid of his mother. So he's running, and Krishna is running very fast. And Yashoda is a grown woman, and it's not so easy for her to run after her child. But eventually she captures him, and Krishna is shaking and is described. Krishna is wearing what kind of necklace? Pearls, not plastic. Krishna is real opulent. He has pearl necklace, and he's only a little boy. And Yashoda is angry, and Krishna is actually crying. The other tears were false tears, but now these are real tears, because he's afraid, his body is shaking. He's afraid. But Mother Yashoda, she thinks, the stick, that's too much punishment. Not for this crime. And that's very important as parents. Our punishment has to fit the crime. If we use the stick every single time, even for a minor, that's not good parenting. So Yashoda is very intelligent, very loving mother. So she says, the stick, this is too much. But the child is still causing disturbance. This child is too restless. So I will tie him up so that he can't cause a disturbance. Nowadays, what do? We give the child time out. No playing. Go to your room, right? Do we do that, parents? At least that's what's been going on. A time out. No TV. No games, video games. You got to do something. So Yashoda decides the child is too restless. I will tie him up. So she calls for some rope. And the servant comes, and she's about to tie the last knot, but it's short by two fingers. So she tells the servant, Jaldi, bring more rope. Bring more rope. So more rope is added, but it's still two fingers too short. What's going on here? All right, bring more rope. More rope is added. More rope. Every time the rope is added, it's still too fingers too short. By this time, many of the neighbors have come, and they're smiling and laughing because they can see what's going on. No matter how much rope they add, when she tries to tie the final knot, it's still two fingers too short. Finally, after all the rope in the house is used, Yashoda gives up. She's flabbergasted. She's tired. The flowers in her hair have come undone. Her hair has come down. The comb has fallen. And she's looking at Krishna. Now she's also smiling, realizing, I can't do anything. So when she finally gives up, now Krishna allows himself to be tied. And that is significant. Krishna allowed himself to be tied because nobody can tie up Krishna with rope. Imposible, as we say in Espanol. Imposible. Krishna cannot be tied up by any rope or weapon. No. But in the song that we sang all month, Bhakti Badham, everybody say, there's only one thing more powerful than Krishna. We learn this from the great Acharya Rupa Goswami. Krishna is called Ajita. What does that mean? Unconquerable. Just read the Krishna book, the 10th canto. How many times was Krishna defeated by the demons? Jiro, yes. Jiro. Two demons he didn't kill. He let them live, but he punished them. What were those two demons? Who was the first demon he didn't kill? Huh? No, before that. Kaliya. Who saved Kaliya? His wives. And then the second demon, yes, Banasura. Banasura had how many arms? 1,000. How many did he clip off? 996. He clipped off all the 900 and left him with 4. As Krishna told Lord Shiva, he is your devotee, and I promised his forefathers that I wouldn't ever kill anyone in his dynasty after he had killed killed Hiranyakashipu. When Lord Nrisimha killed Hiranyakashipu, he promised that he would never again kill anyone in that dynasty. So he couldn't kill because Banasura was a great-great-grandson of Hiranyakashipu. So he told Lord Shiva, I know he's your devotee and you're protecting him, but he was puffed up. So I have brought down his pride by lopping off 996. 4 is enough for him. He's got enough. So those are two demons Krishna didn't kill. But other than that, Krishna's record at the end, undefeated champion. So Krishna is ajita and he's achuta, infallible. So Rupa Goswami points out there's only one thing more powerful than Krishna, and that is love of Krishna. Nothing else can capture God's attention. Not your big brain, not your little bank account, because after all, Krishna has all the wealth. Even the richest man on earth does not have all the wealth, but Krishna has all the wealth. So you can't impress him with your wealth or with your brain or with your strength. After all, what did Krishna do at the age of 7? Lifted Govardhan Hill. Have you seen anyone do that lately? No. So Krishna has all the opulences. So none of our opulences can impress Krishna. Only one thing can attract, impress, and actually conquer this unconquerable. That's your love. And that's all Krishna wants from you. You have free will. If you don't want to love Krishna, you're free to go to hell. I mean, you're free to do whatever you want. Right? You're free to do what you want. Go ahead. You don't want to love Krishna? Then love somebody else. Go ahead. See what it gets you. But we exist because Krishna is wanting that we should love him. And that love is the only thing that can conquer him. And the perfection of that is who? Who is the perfection of love of Krishna? Radha, that's her very name. The one who worships and loves Krishna the best of all others. Srimati Radharani. Radha Thakurani. So we can attract Krishna, we can capture him with all of our love. Same thing that Jesus said. Jesus is in agreement with our philosophy, actually. We are true Christian. Here's how. Christ was asked, what is the greatest commandment? And Christ said, love God, not him. Love God, how? With your whole heart, your whole mind, your whole soul. And love your neighbor as yourself. And not only your human neighbor, do we not love our animal neighbors? How do we prove that? Yes, by not killing cows. Yes. By not killing cows to eat them, we show that we love our brothers. Yes. So we are real, true Christians. Are you not loving God with your whole soul, your whole heart, your whole mind? If not, you should be. And the way we demonstrate that, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So always remember, God doesn't want anything but your heart, your love. That's all he wants. So as I asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, what pleases you the most? And from his Vyasasan at the back of the temple, Prabhupada says, when you love Krishna. That is the instruction I got from my spiritual master. I must learn how to love Krishna. Therefore, I do these programs. I would love to come to your house to do one of these programs. Many of you, if not most of you, you have never invited me. I am waiting. And my rates, very cheap. I am the best deal in ISKCON. You cannot get a better deal than me. I bring everything. Actually, I don't have a rate. I depend on you, give what you want. No problem. So invite me. 2015, my calendar is open, except for a few people who already booked their program. But my calendar is open. I'm waiting. And what's the report on me? I'm very what? Very easy. Just ask my previous clients. Low maintenance, yes. Low maintenance. Right, Kalpesh? Right? And I'm available. How often am I available? 24-7, 365. But there are some blackout dates. Christmas and the day after Thanksgiving. Those are blackout dates reserved by my wife. Can't mess with that. Or she will become Bhadrakali. So, when Yashoda was completely flabbergasted, then Krishna allowed himself to be tied up. And when he was tied up to the grinding mortar, Yashoda now said, now I can finish my housework. Just see, even you're the mother of God, you still have to do housework. So, sorry, the housework continues. Even in the kingdom of God. What? I don't want to have to work when I get... Yeah, but that's the kingdom of God. You're going to work. But that work is what? Actually, it's actually a dance. It's actually bliss. Just like recently, I was at a program, and after most everybody had gone, there was one humble devotee. It was not her house. There was one humble devotee cleaning the pots. And I said, you're working so hard. She goes, no, I enjoy this. That's Krishna consciousness. The work becomes enjoyment. Just like I have to drive over an hour to come to the program, set up the equipment, but it's enjoyment. I enjoy it. I would do this every day for the next 10,000 years. If you bless me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So, now that Krishna is tied up to the grinding stone, mortar, Krishna is thinking to himself, my mother thinks that now she has stopped me from doing nonsense because I have allowed her to tie me up. I am going to do more nonsense. Just watch. He looks out into the courtyard and he sees these two trees. And he says, oh, after all, is Krishna God? Even though he's a little 3-4-year-old boy? Does he have all the powers of God? Even as a 3-year-old? So is Krishna the super soul in the heart? So Krishna knows everything, yes? Is there anything Krishna does not know? No, except one thing. The only thing Krishna doesn't know is how Radharani loves him. That's the only thing he doesn't know. Other than that, he knows everything. So he looks out into the courtyard. He sees two trees. And he goes, oh, yes, I know about those trees. Those trees are actually the two sons of Kuvera, his human sons, Nalakuvra, Manigriva. My devotee Narada cursed them because they had done big, big nonsense. I can't even mention it. It's not nice. But they were in the gardens of Lord Shiva Kuvera. They did big nonsense. They were intoxicated and naked. And they showed no respect to Narada when he passed by. That's how mad they had become. They showed no decency. So Narada said, oh, they are the sons of Kuvera. They're rich man's sons. They have no shame. They have become degraded. Because in the demigods' world, you live by certain codes. Not like Las Vegas and other places in America. No shame. No. There's code, the mode of goodness. The higher planets are in mode of goodness. Earth is mixed, passion and ignorance. But heavenly planets, sattva-guna. So Narada cursed them to become trees. He said, oh, you like to stand naked? All right, become trees. Stand naked for hundreds of years. Go ahead. But when Narada curses, it's actually a blessing. He said, I will curse them, but they will take birth in Krishna's courtyard. Krishna will deliver them. So Krishna knew all about Narada's curse. So he started to crawl, and he dragged the grinding mortar. And he passed through the two trees and the wooden grinding mortar and got stuck. And Krishna, with great strength, went through the trees, and the trees came crashing down. And when they crashed, two demigods came out, and they offered prayers to Krishna. And they told Krishna what had happened, although Krishna knew everything. And they also asked for a benediction. They asked, my Lord, please grant us pure service, pure devotion at your feet. So Krishna said, okay, you can return to your abode in the heavenly planets, and yes, you are now my devotees, and you will also become liberated after this lifetime. And they were blessed with pure Krishna consciousness. How was that? You like that? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Everybody sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha, Damodar Radha, Damodar Radhe. Jaya Radha, Damodar Radha, Damodar Radhe. Jaya Radha, Damodar Radha, Damodar Radhe. So, thank you.